Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Development Director for the James River Valley Library System. Mr. Bill Kennedy joins us, and Bill, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time. Very, very busy summer for you guys.
It's a very busy summer.
Yeah, very busy. We have Bill joining us today to talk about, the closure over the summer, what it was for, the renovations, and of course, the big centennial initiative. But first of all, Bill, let's talk about this summer and how it went for you guys. Closed for most of the summer, but we finally have an open date that the library will be open again, Alfred Dickey Library.
Yeah, and we're excited about that. And I can tell you that I have never seen a group of people work as hard as they have since May 17th was when Alfred Dickey closed. And it's going to be a real wonderful experience when people who have been missing the library for the past couple of months will have their first chance to get in to see it. And that's going to be next Wednesday, May 12th. And the library will be open. The celebration's between 10 and 5. And we're going to have coffee and cookies.
Yeah.
And if you don't get there early, you're going to miss the 500 cookies that Hugo's is providing. They're chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh,
and Babs is providing the coffee. But we're excited about having those partners, and they're excited to have us open again, too.
Definitely. So September 12th. The opening day, or reopening day, I should say, having been closed since, like you said, that May date. What was the closures for, Bill? There's a reason behind those summer closures.
Well, there's a number of renovation projects that have been put together. It actually started back in April of 2017 when a new roof was put on. And the front door was restored. That was finished in October of 2017 also. These are things that have to be done.
Definitely.
You can't have oh, by the way, did I mention that Alfred Dickey will be 100 years old on President's Day 2019?
Yeah.
And that this renovation project is leading us to that very special day in 2019.
Exactly.
So that we're getting Alfred Dickey ready for the next three generations. The next 100 years will now be safely in the hands of you and I. You're going to be talking about it,
I love it
for another 100 years, right?
For the next 100 years, I hope, for sure.
Okay.
So, closed for the summer, those renovations happened. There's a lot of different things going on at the library, right?
Right, right. And we've finished. There's some of the things that I wanted to mention, that the projects, there's like five different categories of projects.
Yeah.
And lighting was one. That was finished in August of 2018. The director's office was repaired. I've put pictures up on the internet of Joe's office. That was finished in August 2018. Yeah, he felt he was going to be walking in water just about every day. And the picture that shows on that side, on the west side of the building of the lower level of Alfred Dickey, it looks like the wall is crumbling. Well, you know what it was? Because water was leaking in from the outside. That's why the foundation was so important. The role that they're still working on today. You can drive by Alfred Dickey and still see the new cement is finally getting poured, on the east side and on the south side.
Right.
But there's still, you go up Main Street, and it still looks like there's dirt there. Well, there is still dirt. There's still landscaping to be done, but the foundation has been wonderfully reconfigured so that there will be no more leakage as coming into the library, which is a bad thing for consumer, for the patron, but also for the collection. It's not so good for Joe's office either.
Yeah, and the books don't really like water that much.
That's
for a fact.
That's a bad thing. Yeah, I'd rather lose the dust jacket than have my book get wet.
Right.
I can replace the dust jacket.
Exactly. Bill Kennedy, again, Development Director at the James River Valley Library System, talking about the Alfred Dickey Library and the closed for the summer renovations, reopening on September 12th. There's a couple of other departments or other areas of renovations too, Bill, that you had.
Yeah, and I could keep going with this because the conference room, which holds about 55 people comfortably, when it's not wet.
Right.
Or when the lighting is a little bit better.
Right.
The target date for the conference room being finished is September 12th.
It is.
And actually one of the guys came in from Neil Construction and he dropped the hammer on the floor and it kind of like made a hole in the floor. So we knew we had to put new concrete in there.
Wow.
And the walls have been redone.
Okay.
And as I said, the foundation on the outside. So the conference room is now safe again for people to come in and not worry about, getting wet.
For sure.
Or having a problem with humidity. Landscaping has an October finish date.
Okay.
And a new sign is an October finish date.
Okay.
And the break room for the staff, which is as smart as A little bit smaller than your
than one of these
conference room
here?
In here.
Okay.
Where, yeah, a little bit where you're where you and I are talking to this table set.
Okay.
That's about the size of it.
Wow.
That's a 2019. So we had to, you know, we put the patron first. Staff is in, we had to get the library director's office ready.
Right.
Because that was leaking out the other way.
Right.
So and then. Now, those are the two categories that generally speak about the overall appearance, where sometimes you don't see it. But just to mean, just to make the let the consumer and the patron and local people know, it's safe now for the next 100 years, once that foundation has been finished.
Yeah.
Then we look in the children's area, which is a lot of people's memory is of the children's area.
Right.
There's new carpet. There's a new circulation desk. It's moved from the stage over to the west side,
okay.
So it's easier to maneuver around that.
Excellent.
That side under the stage is now, I think, DVDs, which also points out the importance of DVDs and movies in today's generation.
Right.
There's new paint, and we call it wall treatment.
Wall treatment.
Is that paint has now been textured, and it's like a 2 or 3 step process.
Hmm.
That's very cool. And what's very exciting is also new lighting. And when the kids come in and when the adults come in, they're going to look up and think there could be outside because there's baffling in the ceiling, which they kind of look like clouds. But I'm going to let people make up their own mind. But even more importantly, there's a sound balancing process that those baffles allow for.
Interesting. Okay.
And there's some things that aren't finished yet in the kids area. I'm not sure, but it does give you the kids the opportunity to feel like they're inside or outside. Trees will be visible.
That's awesome.
From down there.
Yeah.
Okay. The shelving in kids, which is cool, is now flexible. You can move it around on wheels.
Wow.
Which makes children's activities much more functional.
Definitely. So again, all of this just steps to prepare it for the next generation, the next 100 years, gearing up for the centennial celebration coming up in February of 2019, 100 years old, the Alfred Dickey Library. So we want people, though, Bill, to come out on Wednesday the 12th from 10 to 5 because
it's their first look.
Exactly.
And they've been waiting. People come in every the number one question that the staff gets.
Yeah.
At Stutzman County right now, that branch. When is Alfred Dickey going to open? I was thinking of something more, you know, sophisticated, like, are you going to get the new book from John Grisham?
Right, yeah.
That's not the answer. That's not the question.
They want to know when Alfred Dickey's
going to open again.
And, you know, Alfred Dickey, very important to our community. The bookmobile has seen a lot of service this summer because of those closures, right?
Yeah, so we actually had the bookmobile stationed outside of Alfred Dickey,
right.
And people were coming up on their skateboards and getting books and getting what they wanted to have for their learning and reading pleasure.
Excellent. So, Bill, if anybody has questions about the event, I want to talk to you about the renovations, the centennial celebration. I'm sure you and I will get a chance to talk about that when we get closer to that time, too. Again, that's President's Day 2019 in February,
right? That's right.
So, Bill, if anybody has questions, though, where would you tell them to go and how do they ask you any questions?
Well, they could call me. You know, do you have my phone number here?
I don't have your phone number in here.
I don't have it. Not handy. Anyway, but I'm stopping in at Alfred Dickey or coming to Stutzman County, please or call the general number.
Okay.
Joe Rector, the library director, Jennifer Singer, the assistant library director, myself, Jill Pfaff, who's the manager at Stutzman County. They're all ready to answer questions.
Definitely.
And you can go online too to the website. And if you wanted to make, by the way, if you wanted to make a donation to the continuation of the Centennial Initiative project, that's great too. And that you can do that online or call me you know, ask for why should we do this?
Yeah. You know? And that's the questions you're looking for, though. Because
those are the questions. I want people to really feel fully understand.
Exactly.
You know, the kind of the nuts and bolts of it. You know, why does it cost it's almost $600,000 to renovate Alfred Dickey? Yeah. And when we get to the expansion process, you know, why is that number what it is? And you have to look at all of the components. You have to look at the materials that are used, the labor costs that's important, and the quality of that labor
Definitely.
Is important. So you need to have all of those items in front of you in order to make a decision about whether you want to make a donation or whether you support the project as a whole.
Definitely. Bill, is there anything else you want to add? I don't want to miss anything. Obviously, we really want people to get out on the 12th, celebrate the fact that Alfred Dickey has been renovated and everything.
Right. I just wanted to go touch base on the adult area because we've been talking, and rightfully so, discussing a lot about the kids.
Definitely.
The adult area has had new lighting in since 2017, new carpet 2018, new wall covering and paint. It just looks fresh.
Right.
You know, and that's this current month. And new shelving also has been put in. But it still keeps that very classic window, the very classic windows. The images of Alfred Dickey Sr. and Alfred Dickey Jr. are still smiling.
Awesome.
You know, we have pictures of Lincoln and Washington, presidents, whatever. Those guys are still back on the wall. They're smiling with a brighter smile now. I got to believe they just feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And I would be remiss too, Bill, the Louis L'Amour room. That's a big deal there too.
It is certainly a big deal. We're going to have, there's two parts to that.
Yeah.
One is the sign that's out in the front, on the front lawn. That's going to be redone. It's still the home of Louis L'Amour. That's an important part of what that sign allows people to take a look at. You know, Jamestown Tourism is always using the library as a focal point.
Definitely.
And then there's a Louis L'Amour room.
Yeah.
That is almost finished. It's not finished yet. I'm thinking February 2019.
Okay.
It's taking time. We have gotten some fabulous fabulous materials from the Dickey families and the L'Amour people, families that that will help the true understanding. If you want to have archives, yeah, we've got archives from Alfred Dickey. We've got archives from Louis L'Amour also.
It's really exciting. It is.
There's one more thing I want to mention about 2019. We said the break room was going to be renovated. That's for staff. New computer desks. Mm-hmm. That's scheduled for February of 2019.
Okay.
So that for the Centennial Initiative, we'll be ready with the new computer desks.
Yeah.
That I've got a picture that we put up on the website where it shows a desk that looks like, you know, five squirrels have been fighting on it for a long time. Well, we kind of kept that, but refinished it.
Okay, excellent. So, really, you're going to be walking into it'll almost seem like a new library, it seems like, walking inside.
Well, there's pieces of it, but then you'll realize this is the same place. Look at those beautiful windows. Look
exactly.
At that beautiful woodwork.
Yep.
Look at what the people back in 1919 were able to come up with.
Yeah, definitely. It's a gorgeous building. We're excited, so make sure you have plans to get to the Alfred Dickey Library on Wednesday, September 12th from 10 to 5. Bill, thanks for joining us here on
Thank you very much, Warren.